Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. This weekend is Easter week, and I just want to talk about it shortly today, and then do an episode on it on April 4th. So many thoughts come into my mind when I think about Easter time. What is the message of Easter? Is it hope? Hope for a Savior to come and save us? Is it love, that He gave up His life for us? Is it charity? He bled from every pore in Gethsemane for us, for our sins. Is it faith, to believe that this is all true, even if I didn't witness it myself? Could it be about all of this and so much more? Easter time, walking in His footsteps, carrying a cross, shedding His blood on His way to Golgotha. What was He thinking as He walked there? What was He feeling, hearing people chant for His crucifixion? Throwing things at Him, ridiculing Him, crying for His death. Did He see them, or did He see the heartbroken, the quiet ones crying in despair for a miracle, for His rescue? Did we see it? We that are now living on this earth. Did we serve Him as angels, trying to soothe Him in His pain, trying to ease Him and to make His last moments less difficult? On my way to Relief Society Saturday, I was walking with my headphones on, listening to music, trying to keep my nerves in order, and I was on the commuter train station, and a man came up to me. I must admit, I tried to look busy, and I couldn't hear what he said. Reluctantly, I removed one of my earphones and looked at him. He said he was very hungry, and if I could buy him a hot dog at the little store in the station. I shook my head and turned around and left. I did not take more than 10 steps as I hear this voice inside of me. Whatever you have done for one of my children, you have done to me. And I realized, here I am, on my way to Relief Society Day, and I turned away as someone in need. I turned around and went back in and looked everywhere for him. He was nowhere to be found. And I felt like I had failed a very important test. My heart became heavy, and I just said, "I am sorry, Father, to have failed you. I swear I won't do it again." That feeling of missing an important moment still lingers inside of me. I try to do my best. I give, but mostly when I have means to give. I want to have faith enough to give when I don't have enough, myself. But enough faith in His love for me and knowing that He has my back. He protects me and blesses me. Lately I've been blessed and money has come in. Not much, but a little here and enough to make it easier for me to breathe. And I see the love He has for me. Today I had a little treatment at home, looking at a shoulder on a client. And I got $5 extra. And those $5 almost made me cry. I hope I will always feel blessed and grateful for whatever He gives to me, and to give my tithing to Him with a happy heart. To all of you out there, I want to wish you a blessed Easter time. Remember the one that walked before us. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.
This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.